They give praise unto God. When they had heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. In other words, they're saying, hey, he's the sovereign God. He's the creator, who by the mouth of thy servant David said, why did the heathen rage? Who's he calling heathen? Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child, now the word child is the same as servant in verse 25, the servant David, thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, that is the leaders, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. In other words, they all gathered together and they all played their roles exactly as God had predetermined to do. That word determined before is the Greek word proorizo, which means predestinated or predestined. And that's how it's translated in Paul's writings. The same word. It means before. Pro is before, and horizo means to define, determine, appoint, or make boundaries. So God appointed these boundaries beforehand of what each of these people were to do. He wrote the script. If people don't like that, hey, I didn't write this book. You can argue with Luke. You can argue with the Holy Spirit who inspired Luke to write these words. Don't argue with me. I'm only reporting what has already been written. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. In other words, in spite of their threats, grant us boldness to blow this trumpet and speak this word.